Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the Coast. Grady Deaton here, Coffee at KYUK. As usual, heart healthy start with my oatmeal on my sideboard. I've also got my coffee. Maybe that's why I had a little jump of nervous excitement as I started the show this morning. But I digress. Christy Schallenberger, good morning.
Good morning, Grady. Close enough. Everyone thinks Katie and I are the same person.
No. Definitely different people. Good morning. Have a great show.
All right. Well, as summer kicks into high gear, Aniak is trying to figure out how to protect its community from the coronavirus as two major construction projects are underway, and the Tribal Council is starting a community garden program for everyone in town. With us today is Wayne Morgan, chief of the Village of Aniak. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Christy. Good morning, Grady. Good morning to the Aniak residents and the YK Delta. Good morning.
So tell us about these construction projects and your plans to keep people safe from the coronavirus while you're getting these underway.
Yes. Due to the funding that became available very short notice, our Tribe of Aniak, applied for some of these COVID-19 Funding CARES Act, and we were successful with a couple of them. One of them is to renovate a building, which we are currently doing, to address any possible COVID patients that may be in Aniak. So we're doing that. We hired four people to address that and try to get some rooms ready for, if COVID does come to Aniak and our patients need somewhere else to stay.
And what are the construction projects that are currently happening this summer in Aniak?
Okay, the outside construction that's here, we have the ongoing airport project, which it's in its final year. That just started up about a little over a month ago. And also in a couple months, there'll be a school, new school construction. Our elementary school is going to be connecting to the existing high school. So that'll be starting in July, August.
And so you're going to have construction workers coming into Aniak from outside the community. How do you plan to screen people for coronavirus?
Well, since these are seasonal projects, we had some time in March to plan for construction coming up this summer, in which our community did, and our city and tribe, both support each other. But our city requires that if you're coming to here to work, you have to submit paperwork that your workers that you're bringing in are tested before they arrive in Anchorage or, somewhere, showing that they were tested and that it came out to be negative. And also when they do get here, they're, not to mingle within the community, but, stay where they're staying and working. So that's one of the requirements coming in.
And these workers, some of them have been coming in to work on the airport project for a couple of years. And so is there already a place where they stay and that can be easily separated from the rest of the community to make sure that they stay in quarantine?
Yes. They are renting a couple of homes. And also some bed and breakfasts. Places that they're going to have for the, during the duration. And, yes, they're required just to stay within their work area and their sleep area.
And can you kind of tell us a little bit about how ANIAC is enforcing, making sure they submit paperwork and take the test? Will ANIAC be setting up test sites at the airport similar to Bethel?
Okay, well, you got to go by, you know, the employer. There's some, we require them to, you know, submit paperwork that they, you know, did take the test, their employer. Whatever means that, you know, they can get that to us. Also, there's some essential workers, you know, that need to come in because, you know, they do work within the community that need to still come in. Our essential work, what you call essential workers, are like a Yukon Tuscumbe Health Corporation, you know, that, you know, they may travel in and assist within our community with our medical needs, our law enforcement, which is our state troopers. There's some state workers that come in, you know, regularly. Communications people that come in, you know, to do their work within our community. And looking down the road is our community, which our tribe currently was approved funding for, is getting some remote testing sites. That's our hope with moving forward. It'll be sometime middle of this summer to start doing that.
And I'm kind of switching to a new topic, but I understand there is a community garden program. Can you tell us about that?
We are starting for some years, but because of the COVID-19, you know, really made it, you know, more something that we need to be doing within our own community, in which we have the means to do so. So, yes, we are starting a community garden program where we're ordering, you know, in some cases if they still had starters or seed for our community members to, if they have their own garden, to they can get some from our office, or they don't have the means to get a garden started or build a garden. We are making our own garden, which we can have community members either do their garden at our community garden area, or we could do it for them.
And has anyone started up their garden yet or expressed interest? Have you run
yes,
out of
there is
space?
Interest in, yes, already with some households are, you know, getting the garden started, you know, you know, tilling up the ground and, you know, getting it ready to start planting and for the growing season. Where will, you know, if they want to do their own garden, we have a couple of rototillers that are coming into ANIAC for them to use, and also, you know, to get one started.
And, you know, you said that coronavirus kind of put more pressure on you guys to start this program up faster. Can you explain a little bit more why?
Well, made us think how to be more self-sufficient, I guess you could say, of how we can provide for our own community, because, as you know, there's some challenges with, you know, getting some fresh vegetables and, you know, within the area, and thoughts of, you know, if it's still going to come into our region, getting our own. So we had a garden before years ago, 15 plus years ago, and we still have the area to do so. So we wanted to, you know, be more self-sufficient within our community.
And what's, can you tell us, describe a little bit of what has it been like in Aniak as the pandemic has continued and all these travel restrictions were happening? What has that felt like?
Within Aniak and then any other village within our, not only our region, but within the country, I bet they've been going through a lot of the same things we have, which, you know, now we're a hub. Aniak is a hub within our area, within the Yukon and Upper Kuskokwim villages. So with the COVID-19 coming, you know, into our country, and also Raven, stopped doing passenger flights within Anchorage and also within the village travel. I think that kind of helped us with preventing any virus to come into the community. We still require people that do travel, like into Anchorage or to a known place that has the COVID 19 virus, that they have to, you know, self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Even if a family member did the traveling and came back, they are required to, not required, but asked to remain home for a couple weeks.
And how has Aniak responded to the governor reopening up the state, lifting a lot of the mandates and letting businesses open up again? Like, what is Aniak's position on that? Or,
well, thankfully, you know, we don't have within Aniak any really like social businesses, like restaurants and, you know, bars like that, too, or, you know, where people gather, which is a lot easier for us in the villages. We do have a restaurant here that mostly makes what, you know, like you heard of the Hound House. We got the Hound House here.
Oh, yes. The best pizza I had in the way.
That's still in operation. And yes, people still order from there. And when you're, whatever you're getting, they put your meal outside and, and you get it that way, contactless. So yes, the governor's mandates are relaxing. We see that coming, and doesn't really affect us too much. But we have to still be proactive within our community to practice, you know, the social distancing.
So it sounds like you guys are going to keep your restrictions up a little bit longer?
Yes, we're going to keep our same local. You know, if you're traveling in from Anchorage, whether it's from for medical or, you know, business or, you know, where you need to travel. And we don't have Anchorage flights, but we do have people, you know, when they didn't need to go to Anchorage, they there's charter service, not a charter service, but a small plane that if they get enough passengers that they can pick you up at your village.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're coming up close to our time. Wayne, do you have any final thoughts on how Aniak is responding to the coronavirus in the summer or any other insight you would like to give us?
It's going to be a challenge for our communities, no matter if it's Aniak or anyone. It's going to be a challenge for us on the rivers as it gets more warmer out. As you can see, people are, you know, wanting to get out on the river more and also, you know, do some fishing and also do some, you know, get some supplies, whether it's from the Bethel businesses that they need to get or within Aniak, you know, to get, you know, may get more fuel, may get more groceries from the grocery store. So it's going to be a challenge, but we have to still have the word out there to be safe and to wear a mask and if you go into a public place. And just to do your business and head back to your village.
Okay, so basically keep wearing those masks and practice social distancing. Has become more of a standard norm there. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Grady. Have a good day.
Okay. I hope you have... that was Wayne Morgan, who is the chief of the Village of Antioch, talking about how the community is preparing for construction workers coming in and making sure they stay in quarantine, and also making sure that residents practice social distancing and wear masks and stay safe and healthy. Back to you, Grady.
Have an excellent morning. Christy. Lots of stuff going on all over the Delta. I hope everyone maintains their vigilance as social distancing concerns and our own health is the order of the day. Leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. You can do that by wearing your mask and washing your hands. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.